your girl Joanna. Welcome to the Shalaye podcast with Orenemi. You know the vibes. We absolutely love it. She's obviously not resisting the urge to Shalaye, and we are absolutely here for the tea. So keep listening and be sure to share with a friend. Pass it on.
Welcome to the Shalaye podcast with Orenemi. Orenzin. Renziness tests.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Shalaye podcast with Orenemi. You know the vibes, you know the vibes, you know the. Why is Bella laughing? Oh my god, yeah, I always do that. I just always, that's like, you know the vibes, you know the vibes, you know the freaking vibes.
Nice.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Shalaye podcast. And yeah, you know, it's another day. I'm not going to tell you, well, I'm not going to apologize for ghosting after like 3 months or whatever. You know that I've been going through a phase in my life. I don't know what this phase of my life is called, but yeah, I think I've been going through something really. But the Shalaye podcast is 3 years now. My podcast actually turned 3 in. Thank you. Drum rolls. It actually turned 3 in March. And yeah, usually I'll have like this anniversary episode and all of that, but I'm really sorry that I did not have that. Maybe we'll use this one as the anniversary episode. We have somebody here today. Usually I don't introduce my guests. No. I rate, but the person that is here today, I even rate him. So he will introduce himself still. Or maybe I will introduce him and then he will introduce himself. I'll just say, first of all, first thing to note is that this episode, you might hear me saying a lot of deep word, because this person is like a powerhouse. Like a powerhouse, you know, literally like someone that is really wise and just has a lot to say about a lot of things. So if I'm saying you two, you'll be saying it also from your end. So we'll be saying it together, you know. But really, I have here with me today Ife Olagbese, and Ife is somebody that I've known for a while, actually. All I know is before I used to be South Africa, all of a sudden is Nigeria. We are seeing him every time. I'm like, this uncle, are you not going back? But you know, we'll be having a conversation today around so many things, but of course we'll be having the trend part, you know, as well. Just talk about things that have been trending. But before then, let's actually have Ife introduce himself. So who really is Ife?
Thank you.
And he's so dramatic, by the way. But you don't know, like if you see him, you'd be like, look at this quiet person. It's a lie. It's very dramatic.
Alright, I'm whining. I'm whining so much.
Oh my god.
I have so much space to fill today. Hey guys, my name is Ife Olagbese. A software engineer. Do I say what I do?
I thought you were about to say soft boy.
Soft boy. I don't rate myself. So
I heard soft, I didn't know you were going to say software. I thought you were going to say I'm a soft boy, you know.
Yeah. Actually, guys, I'm a founder of 2 companies. The first one is Waneo, a place where you can find vendors, services around you, operating in Nigeria and every state. And the second one, which you just founded this year, is it's called Instant Fiber.
Yeah.
And it's a company that provides fiber optic internet to the homes, businesses, and whatever institutions around Ibadan. Right now, our presence is in Oliole. So if you're in Oliole looking for the fastest internet technology in the world, we have it. And there are very few people that have it in Nigeria, and we're happy to be one of the few. And not just one of the few, we're happy to be the best. So patronize us and get the best of internet services everywhere. And yeah, I'm rocking with Nimi.
That's right.
This is the first time I'm ever on the podcast, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and we've been procrastinating. We're saying, we'll do this podcast, we'll do it, really. But I'm really happy that we get to do it today. Also, if you notice that, you know, Ife is such a businessman, he's such a like a very serious person, because he didn't tell us, I'm a soft boy, this is he just went straight into, see, I'm a businessman, and that's all right. Don't stress me. But yeah, really beautiful. We're going to talk about your businesses, we're going to talk about how far you've come, and you know, we're just going to get some tips from you as well. And I'm very sure that, you know, my listeners are very, they're people that they like vibes, but they also like to learn. And I'm sure that we're going to have a mixture of that today. But apart from being a businessman, right, what are the things that you love to do? What are the things that, you know, spark your interest, basically?
In terms, love to do like hobbies.
Love to, yeah, hobbies, exactly. Everything. Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm an extrovert. I think I'm only inside the house when I want to sleep, watch TV.
Okay.
Even if I want to work, I can't be in the house. I have to be at the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always outside. When I'm bored and I need to meditate, I just get into my car, drive around Ibadan.
Yeah, I know you like driving around. Yeah. I've heard that before. Not from you. I will tell you, but I've heard it before. I'm like, you're just driving around, really?
I don't know where I'm going, but
yes, going.
And when I drive around, I discover new places. I learn things along the way. I love learning. You know,
yeah.
I feel like the day you stop learning is the day that you die.
Yeah.
You know, if I meet you tomorrow and you don't know more than you did yesterday, then you're there, and it's almost impossible.
Yeah,
for that to happen,
yeah,
you
know? Very possible. I've learned like, I don't know how many things today before we even started a podcast. So actually, that's very, very true. That's very true. So yeah, you don't come across as an extrovert though. People
really?
That see you, no, I mean like maybe somebody seeing you from the
church,
just like hello, hello.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that, you know, it's an extrovert. You think that that's a very, you know, quiet person. But also, I think that happens with most people. Sometimes you think that someone is an introvert, they're not. Sometimes you think someone is an extrovert, they're actually introverts, as a matter of fact. And that's so interesting. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about the things that have been trending. And first of all, I've actually even wide Ife today, because it's not a social media person. Because you people, Ife was thinking about Risky won an award when he's in prison. I'm like, wait. Okay, so let's talk about Bob Risky first. Everyone knows he's been trending. They arrested him for naira mutilation, said he was spraying money and then he was stepping on it or something, which isn't something that people are just doing.
Is that a crime?
Oh well,
in Nigeria,
I'm telling you,
is it there, written down as a crime?
I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. But
that's
the basis.
To arrest the guy.
Exactly.
In,
that's the basis on which they've arrested him. So everyone is saying, you know, the conversation has been going on and on. They arrested him for a while. And then we heard that, the judgment yesterday was that he's been in prison for 6 months and with no option of fine. That's how you know that they're really after him.
This guy's going to talk to him when he comes out.
So no, he's literally going to grow beards there. And I think first of all, let's leave the like whatever personality or whatever is going on with Bob Risky, and let's just talk about the fairness in this judgment, because I don't see it as a fair judgment. I see it as they've been looking for a way to make him
or her
a scapegoat, and they're just using this as an opportunity. What do you think about that?
So firstly, everywhere in the world, when you want to catch it. Somebody that you really want to arrest, be it a criminal, a drug dealer, or maybe one person that doesn't like this guy,
right,
you always look for the little, the smallest offense to use to arrest the person,
right.
Then you can now start uncovering more about the person to now totally charge the person,
right.
So I think for a long time
they've
been trying to incriminate Bob Risky,
they have,
to get him into custody.
Yeah,
I don't know, it could have been what he or she has said on social media.
We're so confused.
I don't know if I say he or she.
Honestly,
I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody. I want to respect people for
what
they think they are.
Yeah, he or she.
So he or she or they or whatever they call it is.
Mm-hmm.
He may have said something online that may have offended somebody in power,
and then they're looking for a way.
And for a long time, they've been looking for a way to get him into custody.
That's
while
that
they're not incriminating for other things that they have done. So everywhere in the world, sometimes they may arrest you for just driving past the traffic lights in America, but they've been targeting that person since. But because he had no crime whatsoever to incriminate him,
they
now arrest him based on that. Then they will now start uncovering
other things
and now send him to jail for a longer time.
That's the only thing that actually makes sense. Like, I haven't thought about it from this point of view, because I just thought about it in the sense that risky naira mutilation, he stepped on money or he was spraying money. It's not the as we're talking now, it's Saturday. People are out there spraying bundles.
Even politicians.
They're spraying bundles of naira and all of that. So why is it, you know? So it's basically sorry to Bob Risky and his family members. That's the only thing I can say, because now he's just been incriminated for whatnot, and it's been trending a lot. People have so many things to say about it. People that think it's not fair, people that think that he or she deserves whatever is coming. It's okay. love and light to everybody in the society. Let's move to the next thing, which is like the second and last thing that we'll be talking about in terms of trend, and that's the death of this popular actor, Junior Pope. And honestly, I know my first reaction when I saw that, okay, because he died, you know the funny thing about social media is people just post stuff without confirming. So in the afternoon, people posted that, oh, this person has died. In the evening, they said, oh, is responding to treatment. Later in the night, they said, oh, he's dead. So what happened between the time when in the afternoon they pronounced him dead to the evening when they said he was responding to treatment? Apparently, what, at least according to social media accounts, what we heard was that immediately after the whatever, maybe they thought he died, they took him to the mortuary. From the mortuary, they took him to Herbalist.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Then it was after they got to the Herbalist that they now took him to the hospital. I'm sorry. And there were hundreds of Nigerians that were moving around with this, well, not dead body at that time, but people that were trying to look for help, basically. Mm-hmm. And how come out of the hundreds of people that were there, there was nobody that could say, let's take him to, why are we taking, how do you take somebody immediately, you think that, oh, this person has maybe, or even, you know, passed on, how do you take that person, make it from there to the hospital? It's literally from the hospital that the person goes to, you know, that the body goes to the mortuary and all of that. And I think that at the end of the day, as a country, just shows how backward, I don't know, like some of the people
are. Yeah,
you're not wrong. Yeah, because what do you mean? Sorry about this sound. You people are going to be hearing a lot of cars passing around because, like, I won't hear it now, but yeah, just manages like that. But yeah, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think you're spot on in saying that this country is very backward. I experienced an accident yesterday along Ring Road.
Okay.
Somebody was driving and speeding, then he cleared like 9 people. 3 people died on the spot.
What?
I'm telling you, yes, last night. Mm-hmm. I was there, like, in front of me, it happened. Right, people died on the spot. Some people broke their legs. One woman's eyes came out of her head.
I'm sorry, the person was driving.
He was driving and was then speeding. I think he maybe looked away or was distracted by his phone or something. And the car with him was his wife and his baby daughter. I don't know if she was in the back seat or whatever. When he came out, the wife was carrying the child. I think it might be very cool. So he killed like 3 people on the spot and everything. And a lot of guys were injured. Up to like 9 people were injured. When that happened, all the guys from the streets came, started shouting, Otiku, Otiopa, you know, I don't speak Yoruba, but you killed this one, you killed that one.
Yeah.
And for like 20 minutes that I was there,
okay,
no ambulance was there.
Everybody just shouting. But they making videos.
Maybe some people were, but I wasn't focusing on that. Even me that was there, I wanted to call maybe an ambulance to come, but there was no number to call. You know, there's no police number to call. So I was thinking, are you serious? In a situation like this, where somebody is dying,
how do we get
even
emergency?
Me, I can't even help. I can't help you
because
I can't call the authorities. There's no central. This country is a failed country. That was the next thing I said.
Oh my god.
So a lot of people are not used to these systems. That when something like this happens, the next thing is take somebody to the hospital.
Yeah, they will just stay there first, shout, blame. You see that video thing I talked about? Because this Junior Pope, they were posting videos,
videos.
People even, someone even posted where he was lying dead on the on the hospital bed. Like, why? I don't know what that video culture too has done, because people now think the next thing to do is to make this trend on social media. Meanwhile, also, like, you don't get that help that you need, that emergency help that you need, you don't get it from social media. So I don't know what the solution is to that. It's something that is not, this is what
it's leadership. Thing. It's leadership.
Yeah.
People have to be led.
Yeah.
You know, you have your opinion, I have my opinion.
But at the end of the day,
somebody has to come and say, this is how we are going to move.
Definitely.
So unless our leaders take it very seriously and impose restrictions, impose rules, what you should do when something happens, what you should not do, we are all going to be living like dogs.
Right.
So it's always going to, there's nothing we can do about it. We can only talk about it
and just hope
express our disgust.
Yeah.
But it cannot change unless a leader says, when something like that happens, the right authorities should make sure this and that. If you post a video of somebody when they are dead, it's a crime.
Yes.
It should be
because
a crime.
Because it should be.
In disrespect to the person's
it
family.
It is.
And
yes.
The person and everything.
Do you know this thing that you just said? Mm. I'm sorry, it's called Tisha. Nobody knew, but apparently his wife, maybe out of shock, was unconscious or something.
Mm-hmm.
One nurse that is on TikTok was now the one. And then she posted a video. And then she posted her face with her nurse, with her nose scrubble, and then changed the camera and was showing that, ah, look at Junior Pope. And then people were like, you've lost your license for this thing. You've become jobless for the rest of your life. Yeah, because what happened to confidentiality? Your patients, why are you posting? But you know it would trend. Because her husband just died, he's popular, and everybody wants to know what's going on with the family, and then you use that as, you will actually, you've lost your job.
Yeah.
I think we need to get to a place as a country where there are consequences for actions.
Definitely.
Just like you've said, like,
definitely.
If you post a video of somebody, this should come for you. If
definitely.
You do this, this, because people just do things thinking that, oh, nobody's going to hold me accountable, or nobody's going to punish me or anything, so I just do anything that I want to do. And honestly, a lawless country, you can't expect anything to,
for example, I want to talk about the 12 million bridge that they just renovated. People are speeding there already.
Is there no speed limit?
Exactly what I was going to say. When you open such a long, good road like that, you have to enforce speed limits.
You
put speed cameras there.
Yeah.
If you go above the speed limit, you're going to be fined directly to your account, directly to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Will they behave themselves?
They will.
They will drive gently.
They will. And it's for their own safety. How this 12 million bridge that they just opened, you but in fact I don't even know what to do to Nigeria, because I heard that there's a speed limit 80, which makes a lot of sense, because it's for your own self, it's for your own life. And this speeding thing is something that I know, like, some of my friends that listen to this podcast, I always say it to them, especially like my guy friends, don't be trying to play cool with me. I'm in the car with you, you're speeding like an idiot. Don't do it.
It's not
cool to me. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but there are people, I have some of my female friends that could be inside the car and be thinking that, oh, this is fun. You are playing with your life.
This year, no, you know how many people have died from being like that?
Yes, you're speeding carelessly.
Yeah.
Loud music, you're speeding,
it's
you're
wrong.
Doing it's very wrong.
Where you do
like it's not cool. You're playing with your life, and I keep saying, and I'm saying it now on my podcast again. So if you do it, you know that I always give you an
even if
I'm telling you, this is why I opened this podcast, just to be saying my mind out. To be, if you collect, you collect, if you don't, that's your business. But honestly, I just think that people, we need to be more intentional, and do things, especially if at the end of the day it's for yourself. If someone is saying don't speed, it's because, bro, life is too precious for you to lose it over. Look at this person that was, and do you know, I have a problem with this guy that was even speeding with his wife and his baby.
Can you imagine?
What was, see, the wife too.
It was in a Tucumbo car, there was no place number. I think he just bought it, maybe that
deal. I mean, this thing.
I don't know if he stole it, but was it his wife? So,
because where is he running to? No, let's think about it.
You know, they just did the road on the ring road. It's like a brand new road.
Okay.
So I think it was flexing the car.
They've done the road now.
Let me just, but you are putting a roundabout and you're still speeding.
Oh my god.
Cars are coming from your left and right.
Oh my god.
Okada can just come from anywhere.
Yeah.
When you get
it's
there, you slow down.
It's even worse now that you're telling me.
A roundabout. It's
now
part of when you go to driving school, we'll tell you. When you are put to roundabout, it's first come, first serve, slow down.
Yeah.
But he was just boom.
Nah. So now how do you live with the fact that you've killed three innocent
exactly.
people?
Exactly.
That's why one thing I learned when I started driving, one day I wanted to I don't know, my mom just said, oh, we'll pass the express, and I don't like driving on the express, like the express.
Not yet,
I mean, no, see, I've been driving since like 2016, but till now I just don't
you're
like
not there yet now.
I don't know. I don't, but that day my mom was like, you drive on the express today, and I said, why? I said, I want you to conquer that fear.
Yes.
And then we go on the express, and one thing she just told me was that, I know the idea, or I know the problem you have. There's so many people speeding on the expressway. There's trailers. You are wondering, why is there someone? My mom said, but one thing you need to know is, first of all, you're not going to the same place with the person that is speeding. You have your own journey. You have where you're going to. She said, if even if you are rushing somewhere, and that's why you're passing the express, one thing you should have at the back of your mind is, do I want to get to where I'm going to
safe? Safe, yes.
You know,
your mom's a teacher.
She is. No, really. Yeah. She said it. She said, do I want to get to where I'm going to safe? Or do I want to, because I'm rushing to implicate myself, and then I won't even be able to go to that place eventually? Because look at that person, for example, you can't do something like that, go for beat, kill three people and think that you can, even if you have an emergency.
That's a road for the next God knows how.
Yes, you stay there. So immediately she told me that, and I was like, wow, this is really powerful.
Yeah.
And it has helped me. Now I can actually drive on the express, because I just think that, well, if you want to speed, go. I'm on my own, you know. But I think that things like this, when you think about things, I'm saying it now, like, it's not for my mother, but it would help you too. If you've been speeding, stop it. But yeah, I think we can, you know, leave all of that and let's try to get into the. We're naming this. I'm gonna name this episode the Waneo. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah,
Waneo. Waneo. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna name it the Waneo episode. And yeah, because we'll be talking about
call it the instant fiber.
The instant fiber episode. Yeah. Okay. Because I told you, like, I'm just knowing about you. Are going to tell me about instant fiber
actually.
Because I'm just knowing about it today. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that. But let's take it from. Let's have like a memory. Let's go down memory lane. Tell me one interesting thing that you, I don't want to say learned from South Africa. So I had Ayo Abiolu on this podcast like 2 years ago, and I remember asking him what culture shock he kind of experienced moving from Nigeria to South Africa. Not really culture shock, but maybe just something he noticed that was obviously different that, you know, happened there. And he told me something about South African men, the way they treat their women.
Okay.
Something like, oh, they treat them really well. Oh, they're really
well.
Wait. I've had somebody.
It's,
you know.
Are
you
serious? Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So I think I've had somebody. Okay. Sorry. It was Kumi. Kumi was talking about Ghanaian men.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't remember what Ayo Abiolu said. But I know I asked him that too because it was like a culture shock episode. Okay. But you tell me one thing that is just different from South Africa generally. Nigeria.
So yeah, I've lived in South Africa for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So I may not remember the culture shocks.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Been
true.
A
it's
lifestyle
been a...
for me.
Okay.
But one thing I can think of right now is the power of community.
Mm-hmm.
In South Africa, there's no community.
Okay.
Every man is on their own. You by yourself.
Oh.
You know, in Nigeria, you and your neighbor are friends.
Yes.
You have no source from your neighbor.
Yeah.
You go to church, you feel like you're in a community.
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
When you have a birthday party, everyone pulls through.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa, you don't really have that.
That. Oh.
You know, most people tend to be in depression in such nations because there is no community over there.
Nice.
So, when I arrived there, one of the things I noticed is that everyone is
on
your own kind of thing. But whereas in Nigeria, once you step into the airport,
you have a feel
joy,
yeah.
Love. When you step into the airport, you're like, what? No one did anything, no nothing. You know, and it's not South Africa, most of the developed nations, America,
yeah.
UK, all of
yeah,
them, you're on your own, there's no community.
I hear
whatever.
Stories like that.
That's why when Indians move to those nations, they stick together because they come from a place where community is power.
Oh,
so they keep that power where they are.
Whether
they're in Canada, in the UK, or in America, or South Africa, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing with Nigerians. When you go anywhere,
yeah, Nigerians,
you
they
find
would
find the community.
Yes.
That is your power.
Nowhere.
You could be a student now trying to get a work visa in the UK.
Yeah.
When you have a community of people that have done it before, you get it faster than trying to figure it out on your own.
Because of the experience that they have.
Exactly.
Mm.
So in Nigeria, we naturally thrive in community.
True.
We take care of ourselves, we secure ourselves to do our role as a community. Government doesn't help us.
Nah.
So it has helped us be strong.
True.
So when I got there, I wasn't feeling good because, come on, nobody I can go and borrow salt from
you. From, like,
you know,
just give me something there.
Just chill and laugh, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Also, one thing, in SA, they drink a lot.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, the average South African loves to drink alcohol.
Funny thing, I just love South African movies, though.
You love them,
yeah,
right?
I really love them.
Really
I love
nice.
Their language, I love
yeah,
their movies.
They're really nice. But yeah, they drink a lot compared to Nigeria, where no one drinks, which is
what would think that Nigerians drink a lot, though?
No,
so South Africans, they are, Nigeria is, they are learning.
Yeah,
are you
I think they don't drink water.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Is that bad?
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So those are the ones I can remember right now.
Oh, that's really, like, good.
Yeah.
What you said about community, I definitely, like, can relate to that.
Yeah.
And I haven't, you know, I haven't actually even traveled before, but I know that one of the things that if I end up traveling, one of the things I'm definitely going to miss is the community in Nigeria. Like, it's so powerful, just like you said. You just feel, one of my aunts, she hasn't been in the country in about 10 years as well. She just came and she's leaving on Tuesday.
Right.
I saw her yesterday, I was like, oh, auntie, how has it been? And she said, Corey, I'm so happy to be home. And that, you know, she feels so good that the heat is, you know, is really killing her. But just because she can't even see her family members, it's like, it just tops every other thing.
It does.
You know, and I'm like, that's really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely, you know, relate to that. So tell me what growing up was like for you. Just, you know, I think some of us have some, maybe not really, you don't have sellers memories, you know, like you don't have sort of specific memories, but what was growing up generally like for you? So, if you think about your childhood.
My childhood, so I've been a PK since, no, PK means pastor's kid.
Right, yeah. Of the.
I've been a PK since primary.
Is that like a thing? Like people say PK?
Yeah, PK is a thing.
Yeah, I trust it. I didn't know that. Yeah.
I've been a pastor's kid since primary school.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a pastor's kid till like primary 5 or primary 6.
Okay.
I think primary 6 there about.
Okay.
So I've been there.
Before that phase came.
And before it happened, my mom always groomed me when I was a young guy.
Yeah.
I would wear suits, cream suits, white suits,
yeah.
Wear nice sneakers. I used to gel my hair,
yeah.
And comb my hair, wear chains,
yeah.
In primary school and lip gloss and everything. So I've been a big boy. Swag boy. All of a sudden, my father became a pastor. And I'm like, what do I do now? Do I continue? I've always, you know, so I had to be who I am,
right.
Or who I was at the
right.
time as a PK,
mm.
with people's opinions on
and all
you,
of that,
you know,
of course,
whatever.
Of course, of course.
But I just thought, if I just be yourself,
like you are you,
you,
yeah,
and you is not horrible, of course.
It's
you
not,
are being raised the
in
right
a good
way,
way yeah, so nothing to worry about.
Just be yourself. You know, and yeah, I got to high school as well, PK too, but
yeah.
My own.
I do my thing, please. I'm just a
boy. I'm gonna conquer, so I'll conquer still.
Yeah,
but I didn't let that stop me. I still feel like I conquered high school a bit.
Yeah,
I went to university as well. No one knew me there, so
oh,
that was even better.
Right, better.
You can't be putting PK on my head.
True.
School, I made sure I focused on university.
I felt
like you only get to do this once. I mean, some people can do it over and over again, but that was my life plan.
True.
And in high school, I was a bit more relaxed when it came to studies. I wasn't always aiming for 90%. I just wanted to pass well.
And leave.
You know, really? When I got that, like, fair for you, this is your last degree,
yeah.
And this is what's going to help you get a job in this new country.
So
you can't afford to be average. You have to be the best, right?
Right?
So I got to school and took my studies very seriously. When I'm in class, you don't talk to me at all.
Really?
You can't even come when I'm in class.
Wow.
I don't stay at the back, I stay in the front.
Let's go.
Very first seat in front of the lecture.
Wow.
And I will ask, if you teach me something I don't understand, I'll tell you, sir.
I don't understand. No, actually.
Explain. If you do the idea, I don't understand. I say, sir, no. It's like I paid you to come and teach me. I don't care about anyone else in the class.
Yeah, just. Oh, that's
but
really
the funny
good
thing is that they all left my questions.
Yeah.
You know? Many people are scared to ask questions. But I realized, I think my first or like 5 lessons when I started school, I wasn't asking questions. I just went home confused.
Hmm.
Like, if I continue like this, I'll fail.
You have to. And you don't want that.
You know?
So, what's the solution?
I started asking questions. You know, you see me, I have a lot of pictures where I was in the class writing
oh,
on the
really?
Board.
Mm.
There, because I'm not
going
to fail. And that really helped me. To go for what I want.
Right.
Don't go with regrets.
Yeah.
Ask the questions. Like, sound stupid. I don't care. As long as I get the clarity that I need at that
that's
time,
really,
it makes me be what I want to be quickly.
And that's really powerful, actually.
Yeah.
Especially what you've said about just wanting, like, you just need clarity. Sometimes when you don't understand something, like, you could feel like, am I the problem? But really, like, it might not be. Like you said, there are people that maybe also want to ask that question, but they're too shy or something. So there are times, because I know in university as well, I didn't ask too many questions, but sometimes when I was feeling, is this thing really clear? Someone would just say, ah, sir, please, I don't understand.
I don't understand though.
So maybe you should explain better. So yeah, that's like really powerful. So you were like a very serious
in school, no, but I was
university.
I took swag. I've always taken so in high school.
Yeah.
I think since SS1 to SS3. So I went to ISI in SS1.
Okay.
I was in Widima's high school in camp.
Okay.
From GS1 to GS3.
Oh, okay.
In Widima's high school, I always won freshest boy.
Let's go. Yeah,
I
all those awards.
I also won freshest
you
boy.
You win
at
ISI.
So I've always been that kind of person. So when I got to university, I think South Africa is not too big on fashion.
Ooh.
But they just.
Weekend,
but me, I took it very
seriously.
So I think they now knew me based on that.
Oh,
you know, this one always,
that's your trademark
always
now.
Always launching new Nikes every time, you know. Yeah,
and
so
that's really cool.
Yeah. But I never lived it. So I left Nigeria when I was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
I think 16, 2017.
Okay.
So I left as a young guy from high school. I didn't even stay no more than 3 months before I went to South Africa.
Okay.
So I did most of my adulthood in South Africa.
Right.
I had a South African mindset till like 2 years ago when I came to
Yeah.
That's what growing up
was like. Okay. And we're gonna talk about, you know, your Nigerian mindset now. Because I really wanna hear about that. But let's talk about business. You're a businessman. You know, we've said a lot before this podcast. Actually, we've given a lot of podcast content to just our personal consumption because we had not even started recording this podcast. We've said a lot. And I was just saying that, you know, it's interesting how someone could building a business or building anything actually is not easy. And I think for businesses, it's even more sensitive. For example, I could say that I'm building this podcast community, right?
Definitely.
But people cannot hold me if I don't record in the next 3 months, period. But if it's a business, for example, there are people that first of all, there is the idea that I can't be on serious. This is a whole business. You, for example, you've employed people. There's a whole vision that has left your head and is now in the execution phase.
Yeah.
You can't afford to just say, I'm stopping, or oh, I'm not doing, or today I don't feel like it. I want you to just, you know, kind of capture what opening, being a businessman, how did you birth the idea of this business? How did you go from just having the idea to actually, you know, executing?
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one, I've always known from a very young age that I wanted to be something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to brag or sound arrogant
or anything.
But I've always known that I was not ordinary. I didn't feel ordinary.
Yeah.
I felt like I was meant to do great things. I don't mean to sound, you know.
No. It's please, yeah, who you are. Come on.
So when I was many years ago, when I was probably like 20,
okay,
I had an idea to do some kind of business, you know, some kind of laundry stuff. Mm-hmm. At the time, so people can just go on the app and request for laundry services, go pick up the stuff. And that idea kind of matured into, okay, why just laundry services? Can't you just be every other thing? Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do, there's
right.
be an app where you can just go to find the right people to contact and
book
them, order from them, and they get to you ASAP.
Okay.
Seamless kind of approach. And plus, I just moved to a new city, Cape Town, then.
Okay.
And I was lost. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know what to call when I needed technical services or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, let me solve that problem for myself and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, okay, I'll work on one day, but not now.
Okay.
I have to try to find my feet.
Okay.
Then 2020 during lockdown, I said, let me start working on this idea called one. And I was 2025.
Okay.
At the time, 2020.
Okay.
So I was like, wait, to be fair, you're 2025. What have you done for yourself?
Yeah.
Oh no, 2019, 2025, 2020. I said, so
okay.
before my birthday, I need to have a business
Something.
In my name. I need to have done a product that, you know, at 25, if I don't have a business, your life is useless. That's why I told myself.
Yeah.
I don't apply to anyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know, now I have to go for 30 now.
And, like, and I'm sure it's...
Ah, really, it's, actually, this, I'm fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice,
30
nice.
is like, what, 2 years from now.
Oh, love it.
But I'm like, you know, if I can't be 30 and still be working for somebody, you know, I'm like, you know, I want to have kids, but I don't have kids as an employee. I feel like there's so much thing I need to do in the world that I need to drop this baggage, this thing holding me down before 30.
Okay.
So anyway, so I said, let me build one here. I built one here then to solve problems. But again, I've never built a business before.
Right.
I don't know how to scale the business. I didn't have all these, you know, back then people saying all these white combinator, go for investors, all those things. I
didn't
even process it at the time. I'm like, okay, I want to do these things, but you know what, let me just start. Let me just keep going.
Okay.
I started taking courses, learning business advertising, you know, reading books, giving me a lot of knowledge on how to run a business. Then I birthed one day, I was pushing South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like...
So you started in South Africa?
South Africa.
Okay.
And I was getting people, you know, like 10, 20 people that will use their business on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
But in South Africa, to grow an entity, you need a very strong presence. You need like, it's not like Nigeria, everybody can start and do something.
And just, okay.
You know, the market is kind of
monopolized.
It's monopolized.
Okay,
kind of thing. But only a few people can do certain things.
Okay.
You can't just come from anywhere.
Okay.
So I thought, you know what, I actually don't want to be here long term. It's Nigeria I want to be. Whenever I go to bed at night and I dream about my future, I see myself in
Nigeria
doing things,
mm-hmm.
not in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So my direction is not, it's stopping here, but I don't know when it's going to stop.
Okay.
So I started, and I changed 1 year to Nigeria. That was probably like 2021 or something.
Okay.
Then, and I came here for my brother's wedding. I'm like, this is where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then slowly, it was still maturing a bit. I came again in 2022. I'm like,
I'm convinced this is where I want to be. So I went back to SA and started packing my things for May 2022.
Honestly, it's just giving, like, you know that, like, it's so daring what you did, you know, like, it's so, and it's not everyone that can do that, and just, because, you know, I've told you something that I, personally, I've been very just, like, comfortable with, and people, for some people, it's, like, really deep in terms of, like, oh, they could even see themselves doing other things, but they're just too, they just think it's too big, like, it's too, you know that, like, living, it's, like, it's not really, like, living everything that you've known, or per se, because, yeah, kind of, like, Nigeria is a country, but it's sort of, like you said, you grew up, most of your adulthood was in this place. You schooled there, you know, started working and all of that. Leaving all of that, not really, it's more like coming to, okay, yes, yeah, I know that I want to be in Nigeria, but it was still like coming to a certain level of uncertainty because, God forbid, it could have been, what if it doesn't work? That's why I said it's daring, like, the daring that you just went and you packed it and you were like, I don't even care, I'm just coming. And you, because, and I think it's more crazy, you know, if you are flowing from, if you are flying from Ibadan to Abuja, it's different. But if you fly from South Africa to Nigeria, then it's very, like, I'm very serious. I know what I actually want to do.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that I didn't know I was meant to be in Nigeria because I've already made my life very comfortable there. I bought a place. I bought two places. I bought a house. I bought an apartment over there. I had a nice car. But I furnished my place.
So it's like, yeah, this is where.
I spent a lot of money furnishing my place. When I married my wife, you know, we're going to have this whole house. Kids can be running everywhere. I'm like, life is sweet. You know, now let's do this business. All of a sudden, this uncertainty just came from somewhere. Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
So I
rented out my place, sold all my furniture. It was so painful.
Right?
God is telling me to do something.
Then I'll do it.
When you feel like, so I talked about next level in church one time. When you feel like you're ready for the next level, that current level is. It doesn't make sense to you,
anymore. No matter how
even now that I'm here, comfortable, when my next level comes, this is going to be like, So at that time, I didn't care about what I've achieved, how much hard work it took to get there. It didn't make sense anymore. It was what God wanted for me, that like, my soul, that was like, there, like I needed to achieve that. So it was very easy for me to abandon it because I don't cherish it anymore. I don't care that I have a comfortable place. I don't care that I have a car that I'm driving. It's not what makes me happy anymore. Coming to Nigeria, even if I'm staying in a bungalow or staying on the street, makes me happier.
This thing that you're saying is really is hitting me, I'm telling you.
But not everyone can do that because a lot of my friends told me that they salute my braveness.
It is, that's why I said it's very daring.
They can't do it. Again, not everyone is designed to be the same.
Right.
Everyone is powerful in their own elements.
True.
I'm powerful in the place of taking risks, and you know, again, not everyone is gonna be who you think you know. What? Some people are going to. Everyone has different career paths. True. Everyone has different paths in life, different purposes in life. You can never expect anyone, everyone to think like you. Doesn't mean that their own thinking is wrong.
True.
The fact that they're taking things easy too doesn't mean that it's wrong. That's how they're designed. That's what they're designed to achieve. You focus on your own. Don't look at anyone's own. Don't tell anyone.
Don't need to compare.
Don't compare. Just thrive in your own. Let them thrive in their own. So as well as when they told me that they're proud of me, I tell them I'm proud of you too. Because it's not just me that is doing great things. Even you in your job, even though you don't take the risk I'm taking,
you're also doing well.
Aren't you doing well?
Yeah.
So I salute you for doing good and thank you for appreciating my own, you know, daring movement and seeing me thrive in it.
You are not. Everything that you're saying is so spot on. And the reason why I kept quiet for a bit is because it's like you're talking to me. In terms of what you said about you said something about, you know, everything that you were living there was not making you happy anymore. And you said even if you were going to come to one bungalow here, that's what, and I think that I'm sort of in a place where I posted something on my Instagram just a few days ago. I was saying when you're in your 20s and you don't know what you want to do, like you don't know if you want to be a teenage mom or if you want to leave the country or if you just want to sit down and cry, because that's like the phase that I'm in now. I feel I have a job, but I really don't know like what I want for myself, right? Like what I want to do long term, so to speak. Do you get what I mean? And I'm also keen on finding what truly makes me happy, right? So that's what I was actually thinking about. It's like you're talking to me. But I just feel like, you know, like you said, it's not. Well, one thing that I've also just learned is that there's time to figure it out, Exactly. So I think that's the only thing I'm just taking it easy on myself. Like, there's time to figure it out. You don't have to figure everything out now and think that, oh, if I don't figure it out now, oh, the world will crumble or something. So that's like the place that I'm in now.
So but one thing I also want to add is that I've always been a curious person. I'm always curious, and I felt like curiosity is the way that God directs you.
Right.
When you look at something like, okay, I want to check this out. Mm. What's going on there?
There.
God is. I feel like God is sparking. You put a diamond there,
there.
So that it just sparks into your eyes. So you
now go and check what's actually there.
Mm. Then when you get there, it points you to the next place that you're meant to go to.
Right.
So everything I've been, it all my steps that I've followed. Yeah. Right. And I've been out of curiosity.
Right.
You know, I had a dream. Right. I saw something.
Mm.
I'm curious. Let me go there and see if that thing is actually what's meant for me. When I get there, I'm like, actually,
it is.
This is where I'm meant to be.
Right.
So satisfying your curiosity most times is being, is letting God direct you
right.
to what is meant for you, what you are meant to do.
To do, yeah. And so, to take it back to, you know, Borneo that we're talking about, it's also like a curiosity because you were wondering, oh, and it's also like you were trying to solve a problem and then maybe just out of curiosity, like, oh, okay, let me even see if I can, which is also like another thing, you know, it can be a problem and the person, someone will just think that, well, I beg. Don't worry, I'll be taking my clothes to, I don't know, how, like, for laundry, okay, I would be, it takes a lot to now try to think that, oh, I can solve this problem.
So check it out, guys, Borneo, available on the App Store, Apple App Store, Play Store, website, if you're looking for, if you find yourself anywhere
let's spell
in Nigeria.
It. Could you spell it? Because, like,
so it's W-A-R-N-E-O.
Right.
Borneo. Available anywhere in Nigeria. If you find yourself in Lagos looking for a makeup artist, photographer, whatever you're looking for, check us out there. You find vendors that serve your needs.
And also follow on Instagram, Borneo. Is it
like Borneo underscore com?
You see, guys, I'm in business. Let's talk about, we're rounding up, you know, let's talk about marriage. If he's a married man. you know, funny enough, I wanted to have you on my, I wanted to do like a Valentine episode and I was thinking of a young couple and I really was going to, but
I was in the country.
You were not even, because I said, I was saying that like, when I said, I'm lazy, yes. But I also didn't see you. I remember because if I'd seen you, I'd have mentioned it. That I feel how far this thing. But yeah, let's talk about. Tell us about marriage.
So you know, earlier on you spoke about, you know, your parents sometimes they kind of discourage you.
From doing
something.
Yeah.
And I find that in the world you need support systems in
world. For sure.
You need people that. Can hear you out when you are confused about life, because you're going to be confused about life.
Definitely.
You need people that you can be vulnerable with, you know, and that can also encourage you. And then there are not many people like that in the world. Your friends are not going to do that for you. You know that everyone is in competition with you in the world today.
Yeah.
It may not look like it. If it doesn't look like it to any one of you right now, it's because you're not doing well enough.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Once you start doing well enough, you start seeing that friend that you actually thought was by yourself.
That's your problem. That's your number one problem.
You know what? In my life, when I was younger, I used to have a lot of friends because I'm an extrovert, but a lot of friends.
Right
now, I can count my friends on one hand.
See.
You know, back then, a lot of them left me, and they only told me like last year or 2 years ago, different people, why they left me.
Oh, okay.
And the common reason why they left me is that I made them feel smaller. When I say I made them feel smaller, they saw me say what I want to do,
and
they
do
saw
it.
Me do it.
Okay.
But they could not do it.
Okay.
So they felt intimidated by me.
Really?
And it wasn't good for their mental
space. Interesting.
So they cut ties with me.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, are you serious?
That's a lot. That's crazy. How would you feel? You should see that as a spoil.
Yeah, like
you should be in a positive way.
Yeah,
well,
positive
everybody
way,
doesn't think the same.
You know, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Everybody doesn't think the same.
You know, so why did I even say that?
You're talking about sports system, marriage.
Marriage.
So
I've learned, you know, even when I tell people what I dreamt about, you know, always, I don't know, you guys, come on, they get leave that side. Hey, who are you? What do you think you can be?
Right.
I know who I am right now doesn't correlate with what I've seen in the future,
already.
But I feel like that's what I have to work towards.
Sure.
So, you, in a spouse, right? Me and Sha go way back. I've known her since high school.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to be very, very
it's the cup I'm looking at, sorry. I'm actually, like, they're staring at me. They're actually staring at me right now.
You know, all the very good friends. So, again, marriage is very beautiful.
Right.
Because you find that one partner that, you know, you can tell your deepest thoughts to, and they actually mean well for you.
For you.
In, not in all cases, but if you look, if you find that in a woman, yeah, that's a good gift.
Sure.
That's a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife, I talk to her about, you know, my deepest fears,
yeah,
you know, what I want to achieve. And thank God she's very supportive.
Right.
She's one person that knows me right now more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just having that sacred space around
that
you,
safe
that
space,
positive mind as
right,
well.
Right.
Like anything I'm doing, I involve her in it. Mm-hmm. Just because you're my wife,
of
you
course.
Know.
Yeah.
Involving her too would also spark her interest and help her be more supportive to you.
Sure.
You know. So in her, I found a somebody I can confide in.
Oh, Sharon, you know, we hope you're listening.
She knows now.
So of course she knows.
As you age, you find that the world is actually your circle is actually smaller than you thought it would be.
Right.
If you haven't found that yet, then you're not mature enough.
Right.
So
right.
When you now find that
it's
your wife and maybe one or two friends
that you have
and your siblings,
then you cherish.
So what
them.
Are you doing again? Married woman now.
Yeah.
Married
especially
woman.
Especially when you could get a friend,
you
and
know?
A lover, and in one person,
yeah,
just carry that person.
What are you
and
looking
be
for?
Taking the person home.
Because the funny thing is that you think that you can still find that in other women. You cannot.
You may not. Mm.
See, when I found Sharon, I was like, wow, are you telling me this is it? No.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go and see what else is there.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of other beautiful women.
Yeah.
But I couldn't
find there was
that
something
thing
else.
Then.
Right.
So my wife, I found it, and I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm spending the rest of my life with. What am I waiting for?
That's a really beautiful. One thing that my brother told me too, because he got married recently as well. What he told me was how he just said that the world is already a very crazy place to be. There's already so much going on in your head,
yeah,
around you, even with family, just like your extended family, whatever. And that the least thing that you need, like, to make you happy really is just to have somebody that you can call a safe space, of
yeah,
course, and like marriage. And he's just told that to me because my brother too, like, I wouldn't really say he was a lover boy or whatever. So when he really said he was getting married, I was like, ah, you found the love of your life, really? So it's just something that he told me, and it kind of stuck to me that, yeah, truly, like, the world is already a crazy place. There's already so much going on. The thing that you should be least worried about is not having maybe a bad person as a partner or something. But once you find somebody that really gets you, you connect on a, you know, really good level and all of that, then,
yeah,
you know, it's just a no-brainer, basically. So, yeah, so that's about marriage, and I would say that we are mostly done with this. Is there, like, any quotes that you live by? Is there anything that you'd say, like, if you ever have to tell people something that you think would change their lives? Like, it doesn't have to be a quote, though. But, like, if you would say something and you think that would really help. Yeah,
it just came to mind. Before I say that, as we round up, I want to tell you guys about Instant Fiber one more time.
Oh, sorry, Instant Fiber.
Basically, we provide the best internet service.
Okay.
In Nigeria, why I say that is that we're using the best internet service technology, which is fiber optics internet technology.
Okay.
Check everywhere in the world, that's the standard.
Okay.
And there are very few people that do that in Nigeria.
Right.
And we're lucky to be one of the very few. And again, to provide the best services, not just internet service, also customer service.
Oh, okay.
You'll not find many companies that provide you those two at the very best.
Same.
We do that, and we're proud to serve you. If you're in Ole Ole or in surrounding areas,
mm-hmm,
check us out on instantfiber.com.ng.
Okay. On Instagram?
We're on Instagram as well,
okay,
as instantfiberng.
Okay.
Reach out to us, we'll definitely come and install you and connect you through the best network in Ibadan.
Alright, and let's go. That's it.
And
from
the quote
I
leave
by, and then the quote, yeah,
is listen to God,
mm-hmm,
and obey Him.
Right.
That is all you have to do in this life.
Yeah.
Hear God.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure it's God you are hearing.
Be sure.
And obey. If
yeah,
you do that, you're gonna have a fulfilled life.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
Very, very true. Thank you, Ife, for joining me on this podcast. I'm so happy that after all the years that we've been postponing this, we finally get to do this. And I'm sure this has been a very beautiful, beautiful episode. Thank you to everyone that has listened so far. And I will see you in my next episode. Bye.